Good Morning by Langston Hughes is a poem said during the Harlem Renaissance. It is from the perspective of a young white child, most likely from a rich white family. My name is Brian Garza, and today I'll be talking over the Good Morning poem by Langston Hughes and talk about what the theme is and how it is built from the language, from the, pretty much the imagery it's giving us, and everything we know from this poem. The poem itself has 27 stanzas itself and has rhyme schemes throughout the entirety of the poem. The way the speaker talks in this poem, as said as previously, controversial. The speaker might be coming from a white, rich family, not knowing what is going on. Keep in mind, this is happening during the Harlem Renaissance. Right now, I will be reading lines 2-4 and be explaining how it relates to language. Watched Harlem grow until colored folks spread from river to river. From this, language is used in these lines. It pretty much sounds controversial, as said from the beginning, in the intro. Keep in mind, this sounds like we're in the perspective of a young white child who seems to be pretty much living in a rich family, living in Harlem. And like I said before, this also takes during the Harlem Renaissance, which is why he's saying watching colored folks spread from river to river, meaning that they're pretty much going through out of all of Harlem and just spreading around, doing whatever they can. In the next set of lines, from line 5-9, across the middle of Manhattan, out of Penn Station, dark tenth of a nation, planes from Puerto Rico and holds of boats Chico. Clearly, from this, the structure of it is pretty much rhyming the most it can. Just from reading it, you can already sense that rhythm the moment you're just seeing it. It's Manhattan, out of Penn Station, dark tenth of a nation. So clearly, it just shows how there is rhythm throughout the entire poem, although we are talking about lines 5-9. In lines 10-14, up from Cuba, Haiti, Jamaica, in buses marked New York, from Georgia, Florida, Louisiana, to Harlem, Brooklyn, the Bronx, but most of all, to Harlem. This form is simple, obviously, as stated before. From lines 3-4, controversial. The speaker talks about how they're pretty much going to Harlem and how the speaker thinks where they're coming from. The speaker automatically assumes that they're coming from Cuba, Haiti, and Jamaica, judging from their skin color. They also assume that they're coming from Georgia, Florida, and Louisiana. The only reason they think about that is because of the South. And think about it, of the South, there was a lot of racial conflict over there. Which is why their only escape would be Harlem, where every African-American would be and where they would feel safe enough to stay. Currently, I am not at the conclusion, but this has brought my attention. From lines 15-27, pretty much half of the poem, the last half, it's pretty much talking about how the character is not giving up hope. Just because there seems to be a lot of colored people moving in doesn't mean that it's going to be the end. As stated at lines 23-27, yet there's bars at each gate. What happens to a dream deferred? Daddy, ain't you heard? Meaning that these people are not giving up. They will be willing to be doing anything so that way they can pretty much fit in society. Keep in mind, this is happening through the 1920s, and I don't even know how many times I've said that, but oh well. And now for the conclusion, as stated from the last part. Pretty much, the entire poem is to not give up. That's pretty much it. As stated from the last segment, it's pretty much not give up. From lines 15-27, it's stating how people will not give up and how the speaker will not give up just because there is a lot of people coming in, he will pretty much ignore them, actually, from what I'm gaining. And people coming in will do anything they can, will human possibly, I don't even know what I'm saying, but you get it. They're doing anything they can, that way they can survive in this society without any problems. And that right there is my IOC commentary. And I am finally done with this, and hopefully it will be worth it.